Yud Sivan, Thursday the 28th of May, Rabbi Yitzchok Ehrenfeld, Shechi Yomer.
So, I'll get a few in the second one. So, second one down, in the middle.
Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to get the Torah, the Malachim wouldn't allow the Torah to leave the heavens. Ma'enish kisiskerenu venodo kisifgedenu t'no hoitcho al ha-shamayim. And there was a big vikuach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was menatzeach. And when the Malachim agreed, they gave him matonos. And Chazal dash in the posik in Masech the Shabbos, Oliso lamoroim shovisa shevi, lokachta matonos ba'odom, bavuo shekarucha odom. B'shem Arizal, the Chidor, and many other bring it. Oliso lamoroim, Shovisa Shevi. Shevi is Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Rabbeinu took the neshama, the nefesh, the soul of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why the nefesh of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Rav Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was from the five Talmidim who remained after Talmid Rabbi Akiva passed away, till Lamed Beis Ba'oimer. And the Maral says, Lamed Beis Ba'oimer, Lamed Beis Yomim. El Shinoyagu Kovoid Ze Baze, Kovoid, the Maral says, is Begimatria Lamed Beis. There was missing the lave. Shloy Nagu Kovoid Ze Baze. And Yom Lamed Gimel is the Yom of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was Megala, the Soidis of Toirosa Shul Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one that was to be Megala Soidis HaTeire. And Soidis means every Chidush, that every Talmud Chochem, every Ben Teire, every Yid, who is Oisik B'Teire, and says a Chidush, and is Megala something that 10 minutes ago he didn't understand. And now he understands it. Now he knows what Abaye Rava is saying. Now he knows what Tosfos is saying. He understands the Mashal. He didn't understand it a half hour ago. That's Gilui Soy. Rabbi Akiva Hoyadoy Rishkil and Tilan Shalalochas Al Kol Koitz Rekoitz. He was Megala the Soy of the Koitzim of the Tagim Rotz Nashem that's behind the Oisis HaTeir. But et nishmatzliach given, because lo yinagu kovid zeh bezeh, there was no dibik chaverim, there was no shmuz between the talmidim in order to bring out the chidush shel chaverim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai megale sod, gal einai va'abito neflois mitayrosach. B'yom gal v'lag ba'ima. After the Lamed Beis Yoyim, Vabito Neflois, Pele is something that's hidden. Ki Yipolim Mchodova Lamishpot. Pele. Pele. Gaul einai va'abito neflois miteira secha. Eisek ha-teira is to me megale seydis ha-teira. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he needs that nefesh to bring out teira mitoich ha-shevi from the prisons. To bring out teira mitoich ha-hester from the chavush be-beis ha-sgurim. Interessant, there's a gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Kishahoye Rabbi Akiva chavush be-beis ha-sgurim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came to the doors, to the windows of the prison, and he tells Reb Akiva, Lamdeini Teira. Reb Akiva says, it's a terrible sakonim. I'm sitting here because of that. And he says, Rebbe, but you must teach me Teira. And Reb Akiva told him, Chamisha, there wasn't what it says there. And Daf Kuf Yud Beis himself. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was that nefesh that knew how to redeem the Teira from Beis Hasur. Teira was Chavush, Rabbi Akiva Amut HaTeira was in Beis HaSur. He was Beshevi, Bashivya. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Megale, Teirosai Shal Rabbi Akiva, when he was the Beis HaSur. Shavisa Shevi. We have Parshas Nosai, you know, Vahi, B'yoyim Hokum Samishkon, Nisim, that was a Shchodesh Nisim. Chanukah Samizbeach, every Shevet in his day. Chazal say that Shivas Yimei HaMeluim, the 7 days preceding the Shchodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu would build the Mishkan in the morning and dismantle in the evening. Bono v'pirek, Sheva Yomim. V'yoyim HaShmini, v'yhi v'yoyim HaShmini, v'yoyim Reshchodesh Nisan. He built the Mishkan, and it remained Lanetzach. But Chazal say, who did the Avodah, the Shivas Yimei HaMeluim? And Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. And Chazal, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, asked the question, B'meh Shimesh Moshe B'Shivas Yimei HaMeluim? Rashi explains, Avodah needs Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna is only for a Kohen. Moshe wasn't a Kohen. But he did the Avodah. B'meh Shimesh Moshe B'Shivas Yimei HaMeluim? And Chazal say, B'choluk Lovon She'ein Boi Imra. In a white coat, in a white choluk, She'ein Boi Imra, and Rashi explains, Imra means the hem, the end of the beged. Imra, the sofa, Rashi says. And the Maral explains, Choluk Lovon She'ein Boi Imra. Imra, the Maral says, is Meloshin Amira, speech. Moshe Rabbeinu was Loi Ish Tvorim. Kvad Peh v'Kvad Loshen. The Avodah was done without the Koyach HaPeh. Chazal tell us that Kishe'ube b'me'imoi bo malach umalamdoi teire. Kol ha-teire kulu. He's like Adam HaRishon b'me'imoi. V'ne'e dorak al roshoi. V'roi misoifo ilum ha-tsoifoi. Chazal said that in Adam HaRishon. V'hiloi ne'roi alei roshoi. The Gemara nidded at Lamed Aleph. Kivan shenina lotzeis. And calls man his b'me'imoi. Oichu mashi imoi echeles. Shoyse mashi imoi shoyse. There is no bezeyes apecha toich alechem. There's no need to create, to produce special food for the child, for the uva, for the fetus. Because oichu mashi imoi echeles. In other words, he's not yet come into the klole of a bezeyes apecha toich alechem. Odom erishim lefnei achet. Kivin shenina lotzeis. Bo malach v'sotroi al piv u'mishakeach all that he learned. And the Maral explains the oimek kavonis chazal bo malach v'sotroi al piv sotroi is meloshen make bepatish. It's the final yitzira of Adam. Sotroi al piv to give him the koyach hadibur because it's necessary to bring back the Torah that he learned b'me'imoi and he has forgotten in order to achieve that Torah. He's got to have the koyach hadibur, the koyach hapeh, the koyach halimud, the koyach of oisek of omul b'divrei Torah. Bo malach v'sotrei al piv, that's the koyach hapeh, the koyach hadibur. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have that koyach hadibur. And the Maral explains because Moshe Rabbeinu was shleimus. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah itself. Chotzi malach, chotzi ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was ashtik Torah. He didn't need the pair in order to return to him, to bring back the Divrei Torah. He was Torah itself. Choluk lovan she'ein bo imro. It's interesting that Naramis imro is the hem. And Rashi explains in Lashon HaKodesh, Rashi uses the word sofa, and both relate to the koyach hadibur. And he brings the Chazal, Bitza Emrosoi, Asher Omer in Eicho. And Chazal say that on Tisha B'Av we remove the paroiches, because Biza Pirpure Delei. It comes to tell us that he was Doike Titus, struck the paroiches. And here again, a beged is represented in the word emrosai, amira, a begging, chalaklov and shame b'im. But on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, things had changed. That was the chinuch, that was the achana, that was the yisod, to yirosai shal Moshe Rabbeinu. But from Chodesh Nisan weiter, vayhi b'yoy marishon, v'avoyde was ad mebonov. Lo yish tvar manoichi. And David tells him, aval arin hakoyim, Ye Nivi Echo. Novi is Mloshen Niv Svasayim. Koyach HaDibur, Koyach HaPeh. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mahalach is, we've got to talk and speak in Divrei Torah. We've got to be Megala the Torah that we were Zoicha to learn, and we have forgotten. B'malach V'sotrei Al Piv. And to bring back to ourselves that Divrei Torah. Alisa Lamora in Shavisa Sheri. We've got to bring out the Seidis, the Mahaltan Torah, the Torah that's embedded within us, because it's there someplace, and now on the Shomer. But it's v'Sheri. It's v'Beis HaSurim. L'kachta matonois v'odom Shavisa Shevi, that's Nishmosai shel Shimon Bar Yechoi. He is Megale Soi. Megala Oymik, Divrei Torah, Rotzen Hashem, that is hidden in Oisius HaTorah HaKadosh. I'd like to today speak on an Oisei that may be relevant. We know that on Yom Tov there's a din of Shechiyonu. Some Yom Tov that comes Mizman Lezman, from time to time, a new yantiv, just like a new peri and a new beged, kelim chadoshim, kara chadete. We say shechiyonu on yantiv. It's a mitzvah to say ravakoyis, but one who forgot to say shechiyonu the first night of yantiv of Pesach or of Sukkis, he can say it kol shiva, Chazal say, modern Erevin. Afilu bashuk, it rises up middle of the day, and he relates to shechiyonu because all 7 days is yantiv. There is a chiddush in Chayk Yankiv, in Hilchus Shavuos, Tov Tzadik Dalet, in Oyer Chaim. And the Behetiv, I think, mentions it. That one who forgot to say Shechiyonu, Leil Shavuos, or Yoim Shavuos, he didn't remind himself till Shavuos passed, he can say Shechiyonu 7 days after Shavuos. Because Chazal say that there was Tashlumen on the Kol M'chagiga of Shavuos. They had 7 days of Tashlumen. The other Yom Tovim that have 7 days, so the Tashlumen was only till the end of Yom Tov, not past that. But Shavuos is only 1 day, Minat Torah. So the Chazal have a limud that you can have Tashlumen 7 days till after Yom Tov, 7 days after Yom Tov. And on that basis, the Chok Yankiv paskins that one who forgot to say Shechiyonu Leil Shavuos can say Shechiyonu, you should say Shechiyonu. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it there. But he does mention it in Simen Tov Ayin Gimel, I believe, in Hilchas Pesach, in Hilchas Seder, in a footnote in Shara Tzion. And he says, what the Choyk Yankov says, in, he's not maskim to this chiddush, because it's not Yontov anymore, just because it's Hashlum and doesn't make it Yontov. So he says that the halacha, the daitai, is chilek on the Choyk Yankov. But the Choyk Yankov, what's his kavana? He's mechadish, a chiddush, big chiddush ladina. I'd like to be makdim a noisei that could be relevant, and maybe from that we can learn maybe a shtikl mahalach in kavonis hachok yankiv. Hachok yankiv was the shvus yankiv, was the gedolei kadmoine poiskim. There's a din. Kiddush, we all know, we have to make Kiddush Leil Shabbos, Leil Yontav, we make Kiddush. The Gemara says that one can make Kiddush even before Shabbos is Nechnas. Mekadosh Meba'id Yoyim, you can make Havdolah Meba'id Yoyim. I mean, Shabbos remains Shabbos, obviously. The Chi of Havdolah can be said even before nightfall. And the Gemara says Kiddush can be recited before Shabbos. They plug a mincha or whenever. And there seems to be a machloikis. The Taz speaks about it, and the Magen Avraham mentions it. It seems to be a machloikis rishonim, the sibba, the reason that one can recite Kiddush before Shabbos. The pashtus is because there's a din of Tosfos Shabbos. One can be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. So, he's Mekabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos. So, Le'inyan, Kiddush, he can already recite the Kiddush when he brought in upon himself, he brought in Kiddush Shabbos. And that's the Poshet Mahalach. That seems to be the Mahalach of most Rishayim. The Rambam Paskins, there's no Tosfos Shabbos on Shabbos, only Yom Kippur, Menatayr. There is no Tosfos Shabbos. And yet the Rambam paskens that one can recite Kiddush before Shabbos. And the Rambam, Moshe Rambam is in Perik Chof Tes, Menuchah Shabbos Aloch Yud Aleph, Yesh Loi Lo'odom Lekadosh Al HaKoyis Erev Shabbos Meba'od Yoyim Af Al Pi Sheloi Nichnes O Shabbos V'chein Mavdol Al HaKoyis Meba'od Yoyim Af Al Pi Shadayin Hi Shabbos Shemitzvah Zechira Lo'omro Bein b'shas k'nisosoi v'yitziosoi. Chazal say, Zochor es yoyim ha'ashavos v'katshoi, Zochreihu b'chnisosoi, Zochreihu b'yitziosoi. And the Rambam brings that, Loshna Gemara, Shemitzvah sechir Elohim lo bein b'shas k'nisosoi v'yitziosoi, Bein koidem l'sho zu b'ma'at. It seems that the Rambam learned that b'chnisosoi is not when Shabbos has already entered, but anything close to Shabbos, is Shabbos le'inyan kiddush. Obviously, there's no Shabbos. There's no trace of Shabbos with the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't mention a word that it was Mekabel Shabbos. And the Rambam says, lifnei k'nisosoi ma'at. If he was Mekabel Shabbos, it's already k'nisosoi. So the Rambam has a chiddush. And the Mefarshim and the Taz, it brings it out very, very clearly that Shittas HaRambam is different from Shah Rishayim, and one can recite Kiddush before Shabbos was Chal. It's din miyuchad because the limud is Zchire Zachreihu B'Knisosai, and the Rambam explains that to mean Lufnei K'nisosai Ma'at. This din is Noyig Yontav as well. It's like Yontav as well, that you can make Kiddush before Yontav, even before you were Mekabel Yontav. How do I know that? Maybe Yontav is different. There's a din of Shulchan Aruch in Erechayim, in Hilchas Pesach, that the Shulchan Aruch says that Leil Pesach, make Kiddush when it's Lailo. Don't make Kiddush before Laila. Because Kiddush is one of the Dalit cases. And just like Matzah needs Laila, you can't eat Matzah before nightfall on Leil Pesach. There's no taste for Siyantu Le'inyin Matzah. So Dalit cases, it goes together with Cham Mitzvah Halaila. Sipitzis Mitzrayim, Dalit cases, Zman Kom Pesach, Kom Pesach, Matzah, Morah, they all have to be Balayla. And about the first kais, the kais HaKiddush is the first kais of Dalit cases, so one needs to do it at night. If the din would be that every Yom Tov, one has to make Kiddush only at night, not before nightfall, then the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, the Nesek Kelim, wouldn't have to explain this din because of Dalit kais. Then the reason would be very clear, because even Kiddush needs light. And it seems that this din of making Kiddush before nightfall, B'knisosai, is Yom Tov as well. It's interesting, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure you will all recall. Yisad Shulchanoi Erev Pesach Mibo'id Yoim. So that when he comes home from shul, he should immediately sit down to the Seder. Shul Yishamu Atinoikis. The main thing of Leil Seder is Mati Sapa Bosnei Bimcha. So be sure that your table is set before night. So the moment you come home, you sit down to the Seder and you begin Sipitzis Mitzvah. The Shaila is, there's a din in Hilchas Shabbos, in Eurechayim, Hilchas Shabbos, in Tur, that covered Shabbos is Mechayiv to be Mesada Shulchonoi before Shabbos. Shulchonoi says very clearly that covered Shabbos is that when Shabbos enters, the table is set. Mitois Metzois, the beds are made, the table is set. And the Shaila is, because that's the din of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is to go into the Shabbos Betzura Mechubedes, Shulchanoi Mesuda. And Yom Tov also has a din of Kavod Yom Tov. The Rambam says, just like Oynig and Kavod is Noig Shabbos, it's Noig in Yom Tov as well. So every Yom Tov there's a din, L'sada Shulchanoi Meba'id Yoim, because of Kavod Yom Tov. So why does the Shulchan Aruch have to mention a new din of because Shulei Shana Watanoikis? It's Yom Tov, Pesach is Yom Tov. And the din that's knowing every Shabbos and every Yom Tov would be knowing Pesach as well. So why do we need a new reason? And it seems that in this Nikuda, Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Kovet Shabbos is knowing before Shabbos. Shabbos is a Malka. Shabbos is a queen. Shabbos is a Melech. You've got to greet the Melech. There's a din miyuchid of hachonah to Shabbos before Shabbos. We don't find that in Yom Tov. There's no din erev Yom Tov to be making for Yom Tov. Obviously, if you got to prepare, if not, you're not mishloi torah erev Shabbos, ma'yorchel b'Shabbos. But there's no miyut, there's no special din of the hechinu erev Yom Tov for the tzrocha Yom Tov. Because Shabbos is different. Shabbos needs hachonah. Shabbos needs preparation. The Gemara says that the Tanoim HaKdoshim went out to the field with their Talmidim to be Mekabel Shabbos. We don't find that in the Yom Tov. To go out to the field, that they went out and said, Volchu, Leil Yom Tov. Because Shabbos is a Malka. And Shabbos has to be greeted. You have to bring in the Shabbos. So the Tanoim HaKdoshim, the Rambam brings it. Boi Yichalo, Boi Yichalo. We turn around and we face the door. And we're mekabel pnei Shabbos. Pnei Shabbos mekabel. That din also brings us this din of being mechabed Shabbos before Shabbos is there. It's part of greeting the Shabbos. Whereas Yom Tov, the din is not noig. So maybe, lulei, if not for the special din of Shul Yishanu Atinoikis, there would be no din of being mesadeh Shulchanoi before Shabbos. But let's go back to the main shaila of Leil Pesach. Excuse me. So we were mechir from this din that to have that Yom Tov, you can basically make Kiddush before Yom Tov, and that would be l'shittas and Rambam like Shabbos. B'knisosay oik ma'at l'fnei knisosay is considered b'knisosay. And the Shaila is as follows. We make Shechiyonu in Kiddush. The Ketchilu, it should be made on a kois. I want to mention a halacha that is maybe a Shekel Kiddush, but I found it in the Gilyan Mashal in Yerideya, in Hilchus Kisui Adam. The Shaila is, can one minute, or one half a minute, or 10 seconds before Tzeis HaKachovim Leil Pesach, can one make the bracha Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoyso V'tzivonu Al Achilas Matzah?
No.
10 seconds?
No.
How do you know? What's the problem? There's no hefsik. Till you finish the bracha, it's already on there.
You leave the lunch.
No, definitely. Definitely you leave
the bracha.
And the Gilyan Mashor of Shlomo Eger is mechadish that you can't do that. Because if the mitzvah is not in front of you, if it's not zman ha-mitzvah, if it's not imminent, if it's not here, the mitzvah is not, it's not shy anymore. He speaks about, he brings this tzir also, but his nidoin is, can one make a brocha on kisui hadam before the shechit? Takes a second to shech the talmud, the oif. And it needs kisui hadam. In 1 second, he will have to be mechaseh the dam. But before shechita, there's no chiyuv to mechaseh dam, because the chiyuv comes only with the shechita itself. And he says you cannot make the brocha before the shechita, because it's not here. That's not called oivel asiyosam. That's lifnei the lifnei. One can't make. So the same thing he says would be in any mitzvah. That's what he says there in the Gilyan Mashal in your day. So I ask. L'chayna, I would say the same thing as in Shechiyonu. If the Shechiyonu is not here yet, I don't have it yet. It's not here. I'm making a new beged. I didn't make it yet. It'll take me 30 seconds with the new machinery to make a nice suit. Can I make Shechiyonu before I started weaving the cloth or putting sewing together the beged? L'chayru to be the same shayla, that according to the Gilyan Mashal, you cannot make Shechiyonu yet, because the Chayfetz isn't here yet. If Yontif isn't here yet, and like the Shittas HaRambam, it's before Yontif, the way we were marked him, because the Rambam Shitta is that Kiddush is made before Shabbos comes in, and Yontif before Yontif comes in, because there is no Tosis Yontif, and that's as man Kiddush. So that's fine, because Kiddush is then Bikni Sosai, and that's considered Bikni Sosai. Just like Kovet Shabbos is Noyig before Shabbos. Hadlokas HaNeiris, the Rambam says it's Kovet Shabbos, it's Noyig before Shabbos. Not only because you can't do it at night, because that's his man Kovet. So how can one make a Shechiyonu before Yontiv, if Yontiv hasn't arrived? If it's Tosfos, so it's Yontif. I wanted to say a Chiddush. I see it's a bit late, but I will be very short and concise. There is a Shaila. I will bring two Tziurim, and very briefly. The Rishonim asked the Shaila, why don't we make a Bracha Shechiyonu on Tzviras Haimer? The Balamoye, and then the Psochem, Tzechel Avelis, it's not proper to make Shechiyonu, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, v'chuli. The Shibonei HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, says, because we will make Shechiyonu on Leil Shavuos. So, what do you mean? Shechiyonu Leil Shavuos is already past Tzviras Haim. It's after, and we're making it on the Yontif. So what does that Shechiyonu help for the Tzviras Haim that began 49 days ago? That's one tzio. There's another tzio in the Taz. The Taz asks, why don't we make Shechiyonu on Bedikas Chometz? It's a mitzvah, it's a Drabonon, or Darais, or whatever. Why don't we make Shechiyonu? And the Taz says, what's the problem? We're going to make Shechiyonu tomorrow night by the Seder, by Kiddush. What does it have to do? I want to derive a Kiddush here. That Shechiyonu is made on a zman that I was zoiche, the Eibishter gave me life and health to to achieve, to come to this zman. It's a new zman. It's a time. It's a tkufa. The tkufa doesn't have to be dafka in the tkufa. In other words, the Torah was toile shvuas in Sfiras Olima. Usfartem lechem sheva shvuas t'mimis t'yana ad mimachas ha-shabas ha-shvuas tisbru chamishim yoyim v'kraftem mincha chadosh al Hashem and make shvuas. The Torah connected shvuas to Sfiras Olima. So the Torah gave this this tkufa of zman. The Torah connected these two zmanim. The shvuas depends on the zman of the 49 days. So on shvuas, I still have a kesher to this zman of Sfiras Olima. I'm making a shechiyonu on that zman. Leil Pesach. It's a zman that we shouldn't have chometz. But how do I see to it I shouldn't have chometz? I'm beidik a night before. In other words, the night after is still, as far as this yechidas zman is concerned, this slot of zman in my life, it's one zman, because they are connected. And that's the chiddush of these rishonim of the Shbodei Aleket and the Taz, that shechiyonu doesn't need the being betoich hazman, but if you got it to relate, it has to be connected to this specific moment in my life. And this is one moment. The moment of Shavuos is the same moment of the Mem Tes Yoyim, because they are connected. It's a direct hemshach. You cannot make Shavuos 2 days later. It's got to be directly after the 49 days. So they are one slot in time. And Shechiyonu was made, Hegiyonu Hazman Hazeh, it's this man. And in the same way, it could be that was the kavanah of the Chag Yankov. He says that because 7 days I can still bring the Kodem of Shavuos, he means to tell us that this zman that's called Shavuos is connected with the 7 days after. So as long as these 7 days are still here, it's still considered that this slot of zman is befonai. And maybe that's a shikul mahal. Hey.